Welcome to our first Big 12 Country Hoops podcast. I'm joined by Fitch. I'm Jason. We're here to talk some Big 12 hoops this season. This is going to be our first show. We're going to, you know, kind of do a 10,000 feet view this week and go over the our Big 12 country standings of the preseason polls, and then go over the coaches poll as well. But first off, let me introduce Fitz. He's from Big 12 Country, covers our Jayhawks side of things. He's also the co-founder of Hawk Chalk. Fitz, how are we doing tonight?
Doing good, man. I'm definitely excited to start talking some basketball. Football's been rough for Kansas fans, so basketball is definitely a much better atmosphere for us.
Yeah, it's kind of that crazy time of year where we're getting into basketball season next week, but we're still kind of in the heat of football season. So, you know, I know a lot of people don't really pay attention to the Big 12 until it gets to Big 12 conference play, but we'll go over a few things here that we've seen so far, give you guys our Big 12 country rankings that we came up with. We've got eight guys that submitted polls. Throughout the year, we'll have different guests on that cover each individual teams to talk about their teams. So, you know, it's getting started next week. Looking forward to a couple of big games. I know the Jayhawks have a big one with Michigan State next week. So how are you feeling about that coming up?
Well, I'll be honest. The two exhibition games that we've played so far, we're currently in the middle of one right now. It's looked pretty rough. We have an issue with turnovers, and one thing I did notice is they haven't really run any plays yet, so that could be just Bill Self saying, you know, go out there and just be better than the team, and really not giving Michigan State too much, because obviously when you go, your first game on the schedule is a team like Michigan State, you don't want to give them too much to prepare for, so that could be a lot of the turnover issues, but it also, I think, is going to be our guard situation, you know, with point guards, two guys that didn't start last year, didn't play at all last year for Kansas. So that'll be, it'll be interesting to see how Devon Dotson steps up and Charlie Moore. But overall, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to get into basketball season. So it'll be interesting to see how the team plays with playing two really bad games in exhibition. So, or I wouldn't say bad, but sloppy. But yeah, we'll see. I'm excited and maybe a little nervous too.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, those exhibition games are always interesting. You know, you never know the mindset of the coaches, of the players. You know, they out there razzle dazzle, having some fun or whatnot. So let's talk about the Big 12 preseason player of the year voted on, Dean Wade. You know, mm-hmm. A solid guy, solid player. Had a great year last year. Kansas State has a lot of guys coming back. So what's your thoughts on that? You agree? You disagree? You think it's the safe pick? Or what are you thinking?
I mean, I definitely agree. The guy deserves it. He's a heck of a player. It sucks that he got hurt last year. Who knows where K-State would have gone with him. You know, if they would have beat Kentucky, and I think they could have made it to the Final Four. Dean Wade's such a big player for them. You know, that definitely would have helped him quite a bit, but he's just been solid. He's one of those guys that he can shoot the ball, he can defend, he can go down low, he's super clutch. I think he definitely deserves it. And the thing is, the Big 12 is they got a lot of talent this year, and I think there's really a handful of guys that could really step in there. But I think if you look at the list of players and you look at experience and really guys that deserve the preseason, you know, nod. I think he would be the top guy. So I definitely agree with it. Whether he's the guy at the end of the year, who knows?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think ultimately it's going to come down, like you said, there's a lot of guys in this league that are going to be contenders, but I think ultimately it'll come down to how the teams do. You know, if Kansas State ends up in that 1 or 2, 3 range, you know, that's a solid pick. But, you know, a lot of times these awards go to the guy on the best team in the conference. So, but I'm with you 100%. That dude's solid. The inside-outside game, can hit jumpers. He's kind of a, I don't want to say a mismatch nightmare, but he's kind of got it all. So, you know, when he's got a guy that he can take out the perimeter and, you know, shoot 17, 18 footers. He can do that, but he can also bang with them inside. So, yeah, I, you know, looking at it from the outside, I think that was the smart pick, you know, to start it out.
Absolutely.
So let's look at the so the coaches poll came out, you know, right there before media day. Obviously, Kansas number one. Had all the votes, you know, couldn't have the Bill Self vote, but had all the other ones, I think, or maybe did Kansas State have two, or I can't remember if they have two or one first place votes, but regardless, Kansas is the clear favorite, and they should be until someone stops it. Kansas State was number two, West Virginia was three, TCU and Texas actually tied at four, Iowa State came in at, I guess that would be six, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Baylor, and then Oklahoma State. Ours is a little different than what our guys came up with from our group at Big 12 Country, but, you know, that bottom three, it was really hard for me when I was going to rank them, like that OU, Baylor, OSU. I have a ton of confidence in Mike Boynton, and it was, you know, them being last was hard for me, but I think they're about a year away. I think they've got some talent there. I think they've got some talent coming. They're going to be, I think, a really solid team in the future, but that bottom three is interesting to me. I'm not sure who to put where, and I don't think you can, you know, anyone knows for sure, but what were your thoughts on that, you know, Oklahoma, Baylor, and Oklahoma State, those three teams?
Yeah, I think, you know, with either one of them could really be, you can mix them up either way. They're both, they didn't, from my understanding, they didn't return a ton of experience. They lost some big-time contributors. So there's definitely some questions, and I think that's the biggest reason why they're ranked so low in the Big 12, just because there's those questions. You just don't know, you know, what's going to happen with them, but you know, I think you could have OU number 10 and or Baylor number 10. You know, I think it could go really either way. So it'll be interesting how that turns out and if they stay in the bottom three or if they surprise. And I agree with you, Mike Boynton. He's a good coach. You know, I think he's going to get things going with Oklahoma State, and it may not be this year, but I think you know, good things ahead for them, even though they're preseason ranked 10th this year. I still think, you know, they could surprise this year for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And then when you look at it, it'll be interesting to watch Oklahoma, you know, how they transition away from the Trae Young era. You know, it's,
yeah,
that team ran through him so much, and I don't necessarily think it necessarily had to, but he was such a dynamic player that, you know, you couldn't deny it. So it'll be interesting what Lon Kruger does with that team to kind of, you know, build a more of a team this year rather than, you know, everything that ran through Trey. So that's interesting to me as well. I really feel like this year with the Big 12, and we say this and then it'll be completely wrong, but it seems very tiered this year. You've got like those top three or four teams at the top. You got three or four there in the middle, and you got three or four there at the bottom that all could be kind of interchangeable. That's kind of the way I see it. So just to kind of let you guys know how we came out, like I said, we had eight people voting, put in their preseason rankings. We'll start from the bottom and go up. So our group voted Oklahoma State to finish 10th, which is the same as the coaches poll. Had Oklahoma at 9, a little different from the coaches. The coaches had them at 8. We have Baylor coming in at 8. Iowa State coming in at 7. Texas Tech coming in at 6. TCU at 5. Texas at 4. Kansas State at 3. West Virginia at 2, and then Kansas, obviously it was unanimous in our group, eight votes for Kansas to win the conference again. When looking at that, Fitz, what do you What do you think? How was yours compared to that? And any surprises you think that may happen out of there?
I think mine was pretty similar to that. I think really the only thing I may have had Baylor. Did you say Baylor? We had Baylor at 8.
We have Baylor at 8. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I had Baylor at 8, and OU at 9, and OSU 10. You know, that might be pretty spot on to what I had, to be honest with you, because I know my top four were Kansas, West Virginia, K-State, which was a really tough one for me, between West Virginia and K-State. That's a really tough one to pick, but I'll be honest with you, I chose Bob Huggins over Bruce Weber. That's really what it came down for me, just the coaching ability. Bob Huggins is you can give him less than what Bruce Weber has, and he's still going to beat Bruce Weber, so he's just a great coach. Nothing against Bruce Weber, but that's just the way it is. So, but and then I had Texas at 4. Texas has the talent to get in the top 3, but obviously Shaka Smart just hasn't really proved a whole lot yet. But yeah, that's my top 4. Either the middle part, I think I maybe had Texas Tech in 5th. Iowa State, or no, TCU, I think I had 6, and then Iowa State, I think. So, mine was pretty close to that.
Yeah, and my separation between, you know, there may have been a little bias in there as well. my separation with West Virginia and Kansas State was also the Bruce Weber factor and the Bob Huggins factor. And it's, you know, you never know. It's tough to win on the road in this conference. The one area that I was, I guess, kind of not significantly different, but I've got Iowa State at 5, and gotcha. You know, they were picked a little lower than ours and a little lower by the coaches, and you know, my main thing on that was is to go there and win is just almost impossible. You know, they may lose a game or two here and there at Iowa State, but, you know, teams that play really well at home have an advantage in this conference. You know, see Kansas. You know, they very rarely lose at home, and they've won, 14 straight conference championships. So
yeah.
I think that home court advantage for Iowa State is very beneficial. And I had Texas a little bit lower than most. Actually had them at 6. You know, I've talked about it a lot with Sky. I'm just not sold on Shaka, and it's not that he's not a good coach. The thing that disappoints me the most about it is how he's changed what made him successful. You know, when he was at VCU and you know, just wearing teams down and pressing and, you know, intense defense and things like that, and then, you know, he comes to Texas and kind of abandons it. So that's kind of a concern for me. You know, they may do just fine. They do have an experienced backcourt. And Scott will tell you, he will go to his grave saying that Texas has the best backcourt in the Big 12. Not sure I agree with that just yet.
Yeah.
But that, Shaka, I don't know. Like, it disappoints me that he's just abandoned what made him successful. And I think that, and you see it kind of the opposite of it, and I see it more closely with West Virginia. You know, Huggins kind of did the opposite. Like, everything that he kind of had did prior, he was like, listen, I've got to do something else in this conference to be successful. So, you know, he brought out the full court press for, you know, 40 minutes, wear teams down. My 12 or 13 is going to be better than your 12 or 13. So it's interesting to me to see that's what Shaka's kind of gone with. So we'll see what they do this year and where they stand. But those were kind of my two that I kind of differed on. But again, I still think we're kind of tiered here. At the top, you've got Kansas, West Virginia, Kansas State. You may be able to maybe put TCU in there. We don't know their health really or where they're going to be. That middle tier. TCU, Iowa State, Texas Tech, and then you've got, you know, the unknowns kind of at the bottom of Baylor, Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma. So we'll see. You know, if we were fortune tellers, we'd probably be in Vegas right now making a lot of money. So it'll never turn out the way that we think it's going to, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to go through here the All Big 12 team. Awesome. We got Lindell Wigginton, Iowa State. Dedrick Lawson, Kansas. Barry Brown, Kansas State. Dean Wade, obviously Kansas State, and Sagabal Kanate from West Virginia. I tell you what, man, I would not want to face that lineup.
Not at all. Yeah, that would be that'd be a tough lineup, man. They're all tough players, just experience, and yeah, man, that'd be a nasty lineup. But yeah.
We got I think really only one big game next week, the Kansas game. I know West Virginia plays Buffalo next week. Is there any other games that you're aware of that are kind of, I don't think, besides the Kansas-Michigan State game, that's a big-time game that I've seen?
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest one. And then obviously Duke and Kentucky, they play in the Champions Classic is what it's called. So I think that's really the only big game outside of the Big 12. As far as the Big 12, I'm not sure if anyone, not a lot of teams will go right into the season and play these tough games. So, you know, it's as a Kansas fan, I kind of like it at some point, because, you know, the action starts real quick. You know, you get into those tough games really quick, but it's also kind of, makes you kind of nervous early on. You're just like, man, we don't want to pick up a loss this early in the season, because usually, you know, with Kansas, how, you know, we're putting up almost 30 wins a year. So, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Yeah, sorry.
I did just pull it up and look at it. Later in the week, on Friday, Buffalo plays West Virginia, Arkansas and Texas, and Mizzou and Iowa State. So there's a couple, you know, little tests in there, so we can kind of get a gauge on where teams are at. So that'll be good to kind of get some, you know, at least some Power 5 competition going on with some teams to kind of see where teams are at right now. So I look forward to that. So anything you want to add tonight, Fitz? Like I said, it's kind of a short show tonight. We just kind of wanted to get the 10,000 foot view of the Big 12. We're going to get into it a lot more in depth as the season gets going, and for sure even more so whenever the Big 12 conference schedule starts happening.
Definitely. Yeah, man, I'm just excited for basketball. You know, it's definitely going to be a nice turnaround from football, just because of how horrible football's been for so long. This year, the Kansas team is loaded. You have a K-State team that's loaded. West Virginia, they have some solid returners. They got some new guys coming in. Texas, again, talented. They have the talent to be a top-tier Big 12 team. We just don't know what Shaka Smart's going to do. And like you said earlier, he went away with his strength at VCU. And I think that's been really his big downfall in the Big 12. Cyclones, again, they're a team that they definitely have some talent. Wigginton is fantastic, and, you know, maybe they can make some noise. Texas Tech, they lost some players, but Chris Beard's done a great job there. Sooners, man, I could see them, you know, making some noise, maybe without Trey Young. Maybe they, like you said, maybe they do play better without that type of player that they have to go through every play. And then you got Larry Bird Jr., that Brady Manek. It'll be fun watching him, man. There you go. he's just a fun player to watch, and he's had his up and downs, like last year especially. I think maybe a lot of that was, you know, from Trey Young. At TCU, Jalen Fisher, would love to see, you know, hopefully he gets back soon. I know, I think they said he's just about 100%. So we'll see if he starts the season. But yeah, they can make some noise if he's healthy and ready to go. Oklahoma State, Mike Boynton's a great coach, and again, they don't have a, I wouldn't say a ton of talent, at this point, but they do have some young players, and with him, you know, who knows, anything could happen to Oklahoma State, and they always give Kansas a tough run, so they always scare us. Every time we go there, it doesn't matter how good they are, it's always tough. And I think, and then Baylor, I think, and I'll be honest, I think Baylor at the end of the year will end up the last team, just because of who they lost, and they just, I don't know if they have an identity, you know, Baylor. I think it'll be a tough year for them. But anyways, that's just kind of my quick rundown of things. And I, like I said, man, I'm just excited, man. I'm just really excited to get going with this year, and the Big 12 play should be definitely entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like this conference, every road game is tough. So, you know, even those bottom teams that we think who they may be, like you said, Oklahoma State, like when you go in there, it's hard to come out with a win. So one of the matchups that I'm really looking forward to is those that West Virginia, Kansas, just the big guys underneath just going at it. Like that's going to be fun to watch. There is some meat under that basket this year, and it's going to be physical. Hopefully the Big 12 officials will let them play a little bit and then not get too involved in it. So, you know, I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Like I said, this is our first Big 12 Country Hoops podcast, so any feedback would be appreciated. We're going to continue to grow this thing. Fitz, tell everyone where they can find you at on Twitter and follow your stuff.
Absolutely. So as Jason said earlier, I'm a co-founder of Hawk Jock, HawkJock. Do some blogging there. We have a podcast there as well. My Twitter to follow for that is at FitzDaddy85, FitzDaddy. I also run the Big 12 Country Jayhawks account, which is Jayhawks_B12C as in Charlie. So, yeah, definitely give those a follow.
Excellent, for sure. Yeah, follow Fitz. He's got some good information. You guys can catch me at JGodwin10. I also handle the Big 12 Country Mountaineers page, which is Ears_B12C. Again, we appreciate you listening. Appreciate any feedback that you could give us. Rate us, review it, and we'll continue to grow this thing and get better. Fitz, I appreciate it. Have a good night, and let's get ready for some basketball, man.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You too. Thanks.